Let's go to the lines and talk to Mboho in Pretoria. Good morning to you. Hi, Mboho.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Go ahead.
Well, I agree with your guest that, as people tend to be living a lot more in cities, perhaps that leads to increased rates of diabetes. But I wanted to raise another important point about people who live in rural areas. Because I think, in my view, they are also, equally affected by this disease. You find that others are even, dying without necessarily getting a chance of being diagnosed as having diabetes, right? But those that are, lucky enough to stay on medication, they later on in their later life, end up in problems wherein, their organs start begin to fail, more especially, losing kidney functionality. I know of quite a number of people who are currently, doing dialysis. Now, my question is that, what is it that we can do in this country so that we can raise, enough drive for people to be sensitized so that they can participate in aiding their body parts, when they pass away? There is an interesting type of work that has been done by Mayo Clinic. I'm sure your guests will know. They did their first face transplant in the last week.
Did you say
the
face?
Results are amazing.
Sorry, did you say a face transplant, Mboho?
Yeah,
there's
someone who committed suicide, but they donated nearly all their body parts, from the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the heart, everything, including their face. And that face was transplanted on someone who had problems. I think they had an accident, a terrible accident. And they're amazing. The results are amazing. They are transformational. And if you look at what has happened, we can really learn a lot by ensuring that we do the same here in this country, more especially people in the African communities, so that we can donate at least our kidneys and our hearts and things like that. Maybe we can start within the families so that those body parts can be used by people who are, currently undergoing, issues such as dialysis, because,
All right.
They really need those kidneys.
Thanks for the call, Mboho. Let's get a comment from Professor. Did you get that, Prof?
Yes, I believe so, largely. I think the question is, how do we get this across to a large extent? And I think awareness remains the key factor. In other words, exactly what you are doing with your program this morning, amongst others as well. And it's the more that we talk about this, the more we make people aware of diseases and also in progress, the fact that body parts and organs can be donated, et cetera, as well as we've got blood donations, that's also necessary, that people are aware that what you can do and what the health profession can do for us, and then also in regarding the treatment thereof, because typically it's one of the main points we made earlier, and that is you need to be aware of certain diseases, which is your risk factors, and you need to be diagnosed, because that's the one factor that the caller referred to as well, and that's later life problems. If you are not diagnosed and your disease is not controlled, or if you're not on proper treatment, this is a very bad disease to have, because then you can develop a lot of other symptoms, neuropathies, where there's a numbness or loss of feeling, and where for someone else, this is just falling or bumping a toe or whatever. In the case of diabetes, ulcers and things develop, and this can lead to the losing of a body part. It can lead to blindness affecting the eyes. It can lead to kidney problems, etc. as well. And what we need to look at is three, four different type of things. The first one is just the obvious, that it needs to be diagnosed and it needs to be controlled. In other words, it needs to be treated. You need to be under the supervision of a healthcare professional. This is not something you can diagnose yourself and treat yourself. Need to see your medical physician or your healthcare professional, and he needs to supervise your treatment with the right medication around this. Secondly, it's a lifestyle change where you need to change your lifestyle, where you need to look at being physically more active. You need to look at your diet, how you control it. You cannot think that you can control this disease only by medication. You do need to look at your lifestyle and your diet and what you eat, and normally even involve a dietitian as well to work out a diet specifically for you, because it's very individualized. It can be different for different people. And then lastly as well, what we are finding more and more, and that was very interesting for me, one of our newest research projects that we did for a major company, Adcock Vies, now recently, is the effect that chronic disease also can have on your nutritional status, in other words, your vitamin and mineral type levels. Up to now, we've always just had the impression that vitamin and minerals are only affected by our diet and what we eat, and that is largely so. But we are now realizing that chronic disease also have got a specific role to play. And unfortunately, sometimes even chronic treatment can have a specific effect. So if you look at diabetes, for example, you find that there's certain nutritional factors, one of them being an antioxidant in our body called coenzyme Q, which actually protects us against some of this endothelial type dysfunction, which is caused by high glucose, which is decreased in diabetes patients. Also a mineral called chromium, which is plays a role in the glucose control, and that has been found by studies also to be decreased in diabetes patients. So we're not talking here about a general multivitamin of just trying to give a little bit of everything, but that in specific chronic diseases, specific nutrients are often deficient. In the case of diabetes, two, three of them worth mentioning is coenzyme Q10, chromium, vitamin D very definitely as well. And it can overlap with some of the other conditions as well.
I want to come back to coenzyme Q10. This has got loads of questions that I need to have a look at here. I'll go back to the lines in just a minute. Val, I see your question there. Insulin resistance is a fire runner of diabetes. I don't know what a fire runner, maybe a first runner. What is insulin resistance is a fire runner of diabetes. What do you make of that?
Well, it's basically a large cause, especially of the type 2. So that's what we've been saying, that in type 1, less insulin is being formed. But in type 2, there is almost like a resistance in the body developing against insulin, that it's not as effective as it should be.
Right.
And so that plays a very definite role.
Somebody wants to know, please explain the relation with sugary consumption.
Well, yes, it brings us back to the diet. Insulin is there to control your blood glucose levels. And if you've got a diet where you're taking in high sugar levels, this carbonated drinks with high sugar levels, etc., you're basically placing a load on the body. In other words, it needs now more insulin and whatever to control this glucose levels. And if you've got diabetes, it's not coping with it. And this hyperglycemic type of condition where there's too high glucose levels over a long period is what's causing most of the damage.
All right, take one more question, then we go back to the lines. You'll agree with this. The rising tide of obesity is thought to be responsible for the increase in diabetes worldwide.
That's right. Now, that's one of the first factors we've mentioned in the risk as well, and that is weight. So obesity or being overweight is one of the main risk factors as well. So if you've got diabetes as well, they would recommend that you also lose weight, but in a very controlled way again, that it's not just following any diets, because now it's very dangerous for you to make sure your blood glucose doesn't go too high and even too low, because then you can go into a coma as well. So they would recommend anything between a 5 to 10 preferably even a 15% type weight loss. But I want to emphasize that this is not something that you need to play around with, especially if you've been diagnosed with diabetes. This must be done in collaboration with your healthcare professional or your dietitian.
This is serious stuff here. Wow. Let's talk to Val in Malvern. Good morning, Val. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Val. Go ahead.
I'm 78 and I'm on medication. It's my legs that I'm worried about. I always feel as though I'm wearing socks. And I just want you to know what I should be doing about my legs. Should they be elevated or should they have hot or cold presses put on them? It's mostly when I'm lying down that they ache. I just want to know what I could do to relieve the pressure. Also under the feet, they feel hard. Would massages help?
Did you get the question there, Prof?
Yes. Look, with diabetes, again, it's now difficult to go into the specifics of the patient because we don't know exactly whether she's being diagnosed around something like diabetes or not. So my first factor would be recommend that
I am diabetic. I'm on medication.
Yes. Now, so the numbness seems to relate to what could be symptoms relating to neuropathy, in other words, which can be a symptom of the diabetes, where there's almost a slight loss in feeling in some of your extremities, in other words, the feet and the bottom part of your legs, and sometimes it's with the hands and so on as well, where the feeling is affected, and you're feeling a form of numbness around it. Now, again, to take special care of your feet and your the extremities, etc., is very important. So we would normally recommend that if you have got diabetes, that there's almost a regular inspection of, for example, your feet and legs to make sure that there's no ulcers, that there's no sores developing, because you've got this type of numbness, you don't always realize that if there has been a small cut or a bruise or whatever, and you have to take better care of your feet and your legs than would be a person without diabetes, because the healing will be affected to a large extent. Now, the biggest control, it's difficult to say without seeing you to recommend regarding elevations of cold or warm presses or whatever. The biggest control around it is to control your glucose levels. In other words, to make sure that the treatment that you are on are still effective. So to make sure that it's not just that you are being treated for diabetes, but that you are still on the correct treatment for diabetes. To have your blood sugar levels measured regularly to make sure that that control is correct. So even though the problem is with the feet of the legs, long-term, the main problem is more with the control of the glucose levels. So to make sure that your actual treatment is still effective.
All right. Thanks very much for the question, Val. We're talking to Professor Roy from Brimelin. We're talking about diabetes, 011-883-0702. Or you could SMS on 31702. Lots of messages coming through in questions.